USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's a bad day for travel across the United States on the ground and in the air. A lot of interstates remain closed in the Rockies and central United States because of a huge blizzard. Severe storms with damaging winds and tornadoes are also impacting travel. We have at least 1,200 flight cancellations so far, according to FlightAware, and nearly 900 flight delays because of the weather. Texas Democratic Congressman Beto O'Rourke is running for president. He makes the announcement on a video that he posts this morning, and then he shows up at a coffee shop in Iowa where he says our democracy is being challenged.
Which may very well be a democracy soon enough in name only, unless we get it back and make sure that it represents people and not special interests and corporations.
O'Rourke now is the 12th Democrat to announce a run, and this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was singing in the shower. I was singing El Solo Mio. Oh, Solo Mio. As I was singing Mio, I sneezed. So I'm drying up, you know, and I sneeze again. And I blow my nose. A whole bunch of stuff comes out. I'm suddenly realizing that I am breathing out of my nose the best I've ever breathed out of my nose in years. I don't think it's a coincidence that all of a sudden now I'm breathing. What has happened in the past year? I'm a thousand ages. You know, little by little every day, if I experience it, I'm happy. I'm sure this has to do with the balance of nature. I'm sure it does.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Facebook appears to be back to life today after yesterday's global outage. Facebook and Instagram users experienced widespread outages for most of the day, and while the company has not said what caused the outage, it denies it was the result of a hack attack. The Golden State governor says,
I cannot sign off on executing hundreds and hundreds of human beings, knowing that among them will be innocent human beings.
California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, who says his state should no longer be associated with the largest death row population in the nation. He signed an executive order yesterday to suspend the death penalty, granting reprieve to 737 inmates currently on California's death row. Two black boxes from the Ethiopian plane crash on Sunday have been sent to Paris for investigation, and word is they've arrived. That crash that killed 157 on Sunday was the second deadly crash of a 737 MAX in less than 5 months. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senators will be voting today on a resolution in regards to President Trump's national emergency declaration at the southern border, and several Republicans are expected to join Democrats in voting to reject the president's order, as Republican leaders are trying to hold down the number of GOP defections, but word is at least 5 Republican senators will vote with Democrats. The House recently passed that resolution of disapproval. President Trump has promised to veto the measure if it reaches his desk, and even though the Senate may end up passing the resolution, it's unlikely enough Republicans would be on board for it to override a veto. A mafia boss in New York is dead after being shot outside his home. Francesco Cali was gunned down while walking outside his house on Staten Island, the 53-year-old believed to be the head of the Gambino crime family. Reports are he was shot numerous times. ABC is reportedly bringing back a couple of classic game shows.
From Television City in Hollywood, it's Card Shark!
A report from Vulture says the network is going to reboot Card Sharks as well as Press Your Luck this spring, and that hour-long episodes are already being recorded. The two shows have been off the air for years, but they've enjoyed renewed popularity as reruns on the Game Show Network. ABC has not announced time slots for the shows. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.